Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Ayin Tes. Trumas Ayin Tes, and we are now post the Mayim Gluyim 3 blot that we had, but we can't leave it so fast. So just one other thought that I wanted to mention for the past couple of days, but I kept forgetting. But the Gemara in a couple of the stories seems to reflect some type of chachma, whether it's instinct. Some of it's instinct, like we mentioned the snake not going backwards, and there was got a couple of emails and WhatsApps about the it's true, a snake wouldn't go into the hole if it wouldn't be able to turn around at the end. But a couple of the other ones, the Russia, and it seems to be there's some type of chachma. So again, this goes back to, again, whatever it is now does not mean that it has to be the same as it was. But there is a discussion in the Rishonim about what exactly was the story with the Da'as and the Dibur of the Nachash in Sefer Bereishis. Right, the Radak, we have a Radak on Sefer Bereishis, if you look in the Taras Chaim. So the Radak says, Yesh Lishol al Inyan Amiras HaNachash Le'isha Echaya. What was it? If it was a miraculous, like the donkey that opened up his mouth to Bilam, so lamalo amar vayiftach Hashem es pi hanachash, kamo she'amar yiftach Hashem es pi ha'ason. Right, if it was miraculous, the Torah should make a big deal about it. Right, just like that, the Hashem opened the mouth of the Aton, Hashem opened the mouth of the Nachash, if it was miraculous. Ve'im kedivrei Rav Sadia shekasav, and if it was like Rav Sadia gon, shekasav shelo divrei ha'nachash v'lo ha'ason. The Ason didn't talk, and the Nachash didn't talk. Ela malach dibar ba'avuram. It was like a mouth, it was a malach. It was that type of higher power that was talking through the Nachash, sen lamanis kala Nachash. Why was the Nachash cursed? It wasn't his fault. It was just a malach talking, you know, in the Nachash in order to test Adam and Chava. The Ode, Eich Yashi Malach es Ha'isha La'avar Mitzvah Sakel. And how did the malach do that? I mean, you could say that's the Yitzhar's job. But that's the third. The Ode, Ma Inyin L'Nachash Heina. So why'd you pick the Nachash? Well, the Nachash was just used. That it was like you had to pick one, so you just picked the Nachash. V'lama Amar V'Nachash Haya Arum Achar Shehu Lo Diber. And there was nothing unique about the Nachash, it was just a malach. So three questions on that shot of Rav Sadia Gaon. V'im no markilin naso says, so isha baha malach im tavar es pi Hashem. And if you want to see, it was just to test isha, machat ha-nachash bazeh. So again, what did the Nachash do wrong? That the Nachash was arur mikol chayos asada. V'lama lo baha malach la'adam. Ki lo ha'isa mitzvah sakel le'isha. Right, and why didn't, if you're testing someone, just test Adam. Why Isha, she was Isha at that time. She wasn't Chava until afterwards. Af al pisha Adam amar leisha mitzvah sakel. V'inyan hazeh mevulbal ma'od l'fi anigla. This is very confusing, says the Radak. Wow. We take comfort that Rav David Kimchi also had some trouble with some shot. V'yesh omrim ki anachash lo diber. And then another pshat, he says, maybe he didn't talk. Ela betzifzuf ramaz leisha. Made some sounds, kind of like mitzavtef, like chirping. To the Isha. Va'isha hikira b'remizas hanachash, v'yada ki zerat salomar. And the woman recognized the winking and the hints of the Nachash. V'zerachok, says the Radak, she'tavina isha adram ha'ila b'remizas. It's hard to think that the woman, you know, understood this, these hints. Va'odia ma'isha evina remizos hanachash echevin ma'ana ha'isha. Okay, but had the Nachash understand Isha? Had they have a conversation? So you don't know where to go here. We're like stuck. V'achacham Rabbi Avraham, he quotes the Eben Ezra, ki ha-Nachash haya medaber. At that time in history, the Nachash was a medaber. V'haya ha-olech b'koma zekufa. V'hashem, v'hasam da'as ha-adam sambo. And the one who put da'as in the Nachash also put da'as in the Nachash, put on the adam in the Nachash. V'hinei ha-pasek he'id ki haya arum mikol chayas ha-sadel, lo rak ha-adam. V'chein da'as raboseinu zal. And therefore, it seems to be like there was he had a certain level of das. The yesh lo tamua lepirish achacham azeh. Okay, I like this pshat in the story, but we're just missing one thing. Eich ba'es habriya lo hevdilo min habehemos u min achayos. So why don't you have a separate stage of creation, right, for the nachash, like you had by Adam, and you had by the different stage. Kamoshi hevdil ha'adam, sh'amar lov nasa adam bitzalmenu. Va'ol kashakila ha'nachash, v'yamar lo al gachoncha telech v'yofar tochal. Right? You're going to lose your legs. You're going to eat dirt. Why don't you say, you're going to lose your das? Right? That's the biggest curse. V'das techzar. Kihi aklala gdola v'echlo iskira. So the Radak is 4 or 5 different shatim and says, v'yakarov b'chom ashek asav nuhaya, shaya hadibur hanachash al derech mofes l'nasas bo'aisha. I think the Nachash did not have das. It was just to test Chava. It was just to test Isha. V'yalva v'shalo amar v'yiftach Hashem es piya ason, kimosha amar ba'ason bi'olam. And even though it doesn't say that, my first pshat, it doesn't say Hashem opened his mouth, l'fi sheyesh bazen nistar gadol, v'hu ha'ikr l'mavine mada. Okay, it's Kabbalistic. V'adayin leish lishol, and then he says, v'adayin lishol, why don't you say, Lama niskala nachash, achar shahakel sam hadavar befiv. So why was he cursed if Hashem just opened his mouth like the Ason? V'yesh lefarish ki anachash chashav ba'ar mimuso lekanei ba'adam. V'hakel sheyada daito hikiro v'sam hadavar befiv. Basically, habala tame poskin lo. He knew the nachash had a bad netia. Negative netia, so Hashem kind of like went through that. But again, this is just one source. But again, the midrashim talk about this. Talk about dalash. Beiza lashon diber hanachash emayisha. Belashon hakodesh. Right. This is the psikta zedrashi. Ki akasabo hanachash haya arum. Vayimahal become a skufa vayodea lashon bnei adam. And there's a lot of many other pshatim. Nistam piv. The chizkuni says that maybe the nachash by mikra had eaten from the eitz hadas, right? And therefore he had das. Because even mikra had eaten from it. Tzarech lomar sha'idei mikra kodem lachein achal me'etz hadas. Shari ha'azhara lo ha'isarak lo'adam. V'yomar le'isha pasach agadosh baruch hu b'yanachash pasach k'mo she'pasach pi ha'ason shel bilam. The svarno hu ha'satan hu ha'yitzahara v'chulu. So there's a lot here. Others say, like Rav Sadia Gaon said, the Abarbanel and the Rambam, that it was all a vision. It was all a vision. It wasn't an actual conversation. And then you had the problem of, so why was he cursed? It was all in a vision. Okay, so this was all, look at the Abarbanel there in Bereishis. Okay, so that's a little bit about the Das of the Nachash, but there's something that sticks because there's the poison. And like the Rabbeinu Bachai said, we mentioned a couple of days ago, he is the Simon of Tumah, a Nachash, even though he's not one of the Shmona Shratzim, as we mentioned from Rabbeinu Bachai. Okay, so that's Adkan. The discussion of the of that and the Geluyim, as we had here, these Dafim here in Maseches Trumas. Remember, it started with the Mishnah back on Daf Ayin Dalid. So Ayin Dalid, Hey Vav Zayin Ches. Five Daf, all about Mayim Geluyim here in Trumas. Next Mishnah, back to Trumas. Top of Ayin Tassel Man Aleph. Chavishal Truma Shenolad Noldaba Safek Tuma Chavis. I have a barrel of Truma. That, there's a suffix. You're not sure if it's tummy or not. What's the problem here? One is not allowed to be ma'abed truma, that we have mentioned. There's an isser, mishmeres truma soy. One is not allowed to be ma'abed truma. But there's a mitzvah to burn truma tameya. So what if you have a suffix? What do you do? What do you do? So yeah, do you burn it? Oh, it might not be tummy. Do you leave it? It might be tummy. So what do you do? And also, what do I do if this truma is going to become tameh? Is there also? It's going to happen in about 10 seconds. Is there still an isser of iba truma for tuma that is going to become tameh if there's a greater good involved? So those are discussions of this mishnah. Beautiful lumdus. Says the mishnah. Chavish al truma shenol dal basavik tuma. First case. You have a barrel of truma that you're not sure is safik tuma. Safik tuma. So Rashi, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Tezvav. Rashi says, what does this mean? You have a barrel of tuma. You have the barrel of truma, and you're not sure if a tummy person touched it or not. Push it, right? You have a barrel of truma. You're not sure. That's Rashi in Psachim on Daf Tezvav. The problem with that pshat, Tosfos says, is we have rules about safik tuma. Right? Where the person maybe touch it. Birshus ha-yachid, safik tameh. Birshus ha-rabim, safik tahar. So what's the safik here? We know the rules of what you do. That's Rashi. Shenichnas sham adam tameh, v'lo yadina ni nagi lo naga, v'kash al rivah. Ibirshus ha-yachid, sveik ha-tameh. Ibirshus ha-rabim, sveik ha-tahar. No, you know what the case is here? You have two barrels. You have two barrels in Rishus ha-yachid. And the sheretz touched one of them. And you're not sure which one. So there, what are you going to say? They're both tameh? That's like the case we had a couple of days ago about Shnei Shvilim. It's like Baba Basachas. They can't both be tameh. They can't both be tameh. Right? And therefore, Tosfos says, you can't say something tameh b'shus yachid tameh where it's a tar to the sasri. That's Shitas Tosfos, Psachim, Tesvav Mabes. That's what it is. So we're talking about two barrels. Kigon Shnei Chavios b'shus yachid v'noga b'achas mehen v'enio de'abez me'enoga. Dahashta shteyen tluyos d'var Torah. They're both suffik tameh midaraisa. De lo yafinon misota de birshus ayachet sveiko tameh eladavar sheyachol lihios emes ke'ein sota. That's a Yesod Gadol. Not all Rishonim agree to that. Tosfos a Nida Dabez. But Tosfos says, Suffolk Tumah rules cannot be impossible. If you're giving one psak, one of these barrels is Tameh, one of these barrels is Taurus. What's your psak? Both Tameh. That can't be. It has to be Yachol Yos Emes. A Sota could be that she violated. Could be that she's guilty. Could be that she's not. But that's the root. That's the source for Suffolk Tumah. Aval Hacha Devade Achas Mian Tahora Ein Latamosh Diemi Suffolk. So that's the case here. Two. And that's why if you look in the Mara Folda here, and if you look in the Rasilio, the Mara Folda just quotes the case of Shtei Chavios. That's Tosa Shita. Right? The Rasilio quotes the Rashi and the Tosis. So you have a case. You have a Suffolk, you have a Suffolk Tumah. What do you do with the barrels? Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imaisa Munachas Mamakam Haturfa, Yanichena Makam Mutzna. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you're, there's no need to guard this. It's already Suffolk Tameh, so you don't have a mitzvah, a halacha, an iser, to make sure that the Tumah stays guarded. Because what? It's already Suffolk Tameh. So what are you going to guard it from? Vade Tameh? You don't have to worry about that. So even if, Rabbi Eliezer says, even if it's in an open, Turfa is in an exposed place, Yanichena, if it, I'm sorry, the opposite. I flipped. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says you have to be worried about it. If it is in an exposed place, Yanichena makam mutzna. You have to put it in a more hidden place to guard it. You still have to guard it, and it's based on a drasha, a pasuk. Right? The Mara Folda here quotes from the Gemara. The pasuk says, es mishmeres trumosai. Trumosai is plural. You have to guard my trumos. Which truma? B'shtei trumos akasa medaber, achas truma tahora, va'achas truma tiluya. Truma tiluya means suffik tameh. It's hanging. Kbo shimur. Both truma, that is vade tahar, and truma that is suffik tahar has to be guarded. That's how Rabbi Eliezer understands the pasuk. V'maisa megula yechasena. If it's Megula, you cover it up. Basically, it needs guarding. If it's in an open place, guard it. Guard it. It's Suffolk. You can't burn it yet. You can't burn it because it's Suffolk, but you can't leave it open. You don't want it to become Tameh. Rabbi Vadai. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua darshins from the same Pasuk, but the opposite. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the opposite. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can, and the Pirush Mishnayos here seems to say you should. Put it into a place that it will vade become tame. It's already suffic. So what are you going to just leave it forever? No. Put it. Don't be metami it biadayim, but do something close to that. If it's in a hidden place, put it in a revealed, exposed place. And if it's covered, yigalena, reveal it. Right. And look in the Mara Folda. The same pasuk, but instead of darshaning trumosoi. In plural, he darshins, there's no vav in there. So how is it written? It's written in the singular. Trumosai ksiv, my truma, chaser vav. And the yesh aim lamikra, the truma achasi tahora. Right, the machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer is the sugya that we have in Mesechah Sanhedrin and Mesechah Sukkah about Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesora. Do you go by how it's written? Do you go by how it's read? And Rabbi Eliezer says you go by how it's read, plural, Trumosai, and it's written with only one, machlokas. So that is the machlokas. But there's a third daya. Rabbi Gamliel Omer lo yechadish badaver. Rabbi Gamliel says you leave it. If it's in an exposed place, you leave it in the exposed place. If it's in a hidden place, you leave it in the hidden place. Don't change the status quo. Basically, sheva al tase, by the case of Suffolk Tumah. So again, it sounds like it's just a machlokas about the drushes. Machlokas about the drushes chazal, but again, how that's megalep, what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to treat Suffolk Tumah. So we'll see, there is a lishitaso coming up. Next case. Chavis shenishbara vigat ho'elyona v'hatachtona temeya. Right, in the days of old, how did the wine presses work? They had an upper level and a lower level, so you crushed the wine in the upper level, and it flowed down into the lower level. Fine, that's how it worked. What do you have here? You have a barrel that broke. You have truma tahora. Truma tahora in the upper level. It's perfect truma. It is starting to go down in the bottom level. The problem is, in the bottom level is chulin temeyan. This chulin tamei on the bottom level. So what's going to happen? If I let nature take its course, this truma is going to become tamei. This truma is, if the bottom was chulin tahorin, then it's fine, then it could all be eaten by a kohen. It's meduma, but it's fine. It could be eaten by a kohen. But here, the truma is going to become tamei. So is there still, what are the choices? The choices are, I'm going to run to get pots to catch the truma before it falls down. Right where I am, I have a bunch of tamei pots. And doing that, I'm going to save my chulin. Can I catch the truma in my tamei pots so that I could save my chulin? Or do I go down the block, find a tahar pot, come back, most of my chulin is going to be ruined by then, and it's going to be tamei anyway, but I'll be able to save a little bit of the truma. Tahar. Is that called being metame? Machlokas. Machlokas tanaim. So here's the case. So chavish nish rabbi got al yonah batachtona tamea modir rabbi lezer rabbi yeshua shim yochol lahatzim in a revius betara yatzil. If you're able to save a revius, if you could go down the block and come back and still be able to save a revius of truma and keep it tar, then everybody says you got to do that. Because that's a significant amount of truma that you could save as being tahar, and therefore you got to go down the block, bring the tar kli, and catch it. Ah, v'imla, but what if not? What if you're not going to be able to save? You'll be able to save maybe nothing. Maybe you won't be able to save anything. Maybe you'll be able to save a tiny amount of truma. So then there's no significant truma that's going to be saved as tahar. So then do we say that my chulin is going to be ruined? Does that have any value? So machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, teired v'tatame v'itameno biyada. Rebbe Eliezer says, too bad. You got to let it all become tamei. You cannot be metame truma. And therefore, you cannot take the tamei kli. It's going to become tamei anyway. Okay. It's similar, right? It's similar to the case. It's not exactly the same. But the first case of the Mishnah, what did Rebbe Eliezer say? If you have a case of safek tuma, what's the halacha? Rebbe Eliezer says you got to protect it. You got to protect it, even though it's already safek, you got to protect it. So here, says Rebbe Eliezer, the tuma is falling. You got to protect it. Right? You can't be metame it yourself. You can't be metame safek truma in the, you can't put the safek truma in a more, open space. And here, you can't be metame it. V'che, and that, we're gonna see, Rabbi Shua is gonna argue on this. But first we have another case. Similar. V'che in chavish al shem and shenishbecha. Same type of idea. You have a barrel of oil that is falling onto the floor. Falling onto the floor. Barrel of oil, truma oil. Shenishbecha. So there again, modir b'lez Rabbi Yeshua Hashem yachol ha'atzim ben revias patara yatzil. If you could go down the block, get a tar kli to be able to catch some of your wine, that some of your oil that's spilling out onto the ground, so then you have to go. You have to go get the tahar kli to save some of the oil. V'im lav, what if you won't be able to? What if by the time you get back with the tahar kli, the entire oil is going to be on the floor, and you won't be able to save any of it? Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer again, Tabrid Vitibala, let it spill and be absorbed in the ground. V'al yivalena biyadav. You cannot ruin it. You cannot be metame the tremen or the yain. Even though this is about to become tame or it's going to become lost in the ground, doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer says, let nature take its course. You can actively do that to the truma. And in both of these cases, alzu v'alzu amar Rabbi Yoshua, and we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua, lo zua truma shani musar ala milatame. Ela mila achla. This is not the truma that I'm mushar in from being metame. Only truma that is potentially able to be eaten. Mila achla. If truma is able to be eaten, so then I have to protect it from becoming tame. But if this truma will not be eaten, either because it's tame already or because the destiny of this in 10 seconds is to be lost, so then there is no Isser of being ma'abed that truma. There is no isser. Just like we said before, what do we say in the Reisha? What do we say in the Reisha? If there is safek tuma, it's never going to be eaten. So the same thing, Rabbi Eliezer says, you still got to protect it. Rabbi Eliezer says, you got to put it into a makom mutzna. What did Rabbi Yeshua say in the Reisha? You can do whatever you want. It's not going to be eaten anyway. Only truma ha-ne'echeles has a halacha of not being ma'abedit. But if it's going to be lost anyway, so then there's no isser. Ubat the tama ketzad. What's the isser? What's the isser of not making a tummy according to Rabbi Yeshua? In the following type of case, haya over mi makom lamakom v'kikaras truma biyado. Right? If I'm traveling and I have some, if I have some truma loaves, Amar leinach retain liachas mehen v'atama. A non-Jew asked me, can I buy one of those challahs? I heard challah is great, and I want to have one of those challahs. But we know midrabanan. A non-Jew is considered a source of tum, and if he touches the challah, it's going to be metame the truma. So he says, "Can I please have some?" So the etma'a, and I'm going to be metame it. And the guy makes the following deal: v'im lav, and if you don't give me one challah, I'm just going to take all the challahs and be metame all of them. Hareini metame is kula. So it's your choice, Jew. Right? Give me one challah, or I'm going to be metame all the challahs. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitami is kula val yitin lo achas mehen. What does Rabbi Lezer say? Right, what does Rabbi Lezer shita? Even if something is not ever going to be able to be eaten, you are not allowed to be metame it. So here too, the guy's going to tip deny all of them, okay? What can you do? You can't be metame. You can't be metame the truma. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Again, lishitaso already from the previous two cases. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yaniach lefanav al hasela. No, you can't. Don't give it to him, because that's actively. Again, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, it's not a total issue, but you have to try to do the best that you can. Take one challah and put it on the rock, and let him take that challah. Don't give it to him directly, because that's like being biadayim, being metameit, but put it on the rock. If you put it on the rock, that's considered as if, kind of like, there's no, like Rabbi Yeshua says, there's no iser if all of these are going to be not eaten, but this is the best you could do. Don't put it direct, give it directly to him. Right, we have this idea elsewhere also. Remember, there's a Mishnah in Nedarim. Mishnah in Nedarim on Daf Mem Gimel, where the Mishnah discusses... I'm taking a teal with somebody that I am mudar hana'ah from. I am not allowed to give it any hana'ah. And I happen to have a bottle of water. The problem is he forgot his bottle of water. So he really wants to drink, but I'm mudar hana'ah, so I'm not allowed to give him any hana'ah. So what do I do? So the Mishnah has a machlokas. Right? What do you do in that case? So what could I do? If there's a third guy, right? I can give it to the third guy on the teal. What if there's no third guy on the teal? So the Tanakhama says, put it on the rock. Meniach al hasela. Same exact lashon as here, right? Meniach al hasela. Oh, al ageder viomar harain mufkarim lachomishi achbots. It's hefker. Or the note of ochel. It's hefker. You can take it. It's hefker. See, here too, you don't want it to book up tummy. Basically, making the truma hefker. Reb Yossi over there is Oser. Reb Yossi doesn't work. Why? That's the chiddush of Reb Yossi about Hefker. Reb Yossi says sheet of Hefker is, it doesn't leave my rishus until the other guy picks it up. So Hefker is kind of like not really a true rishus bifnei atzma. That's Reb Yossi says there, Hefker kematana. Ma matana di asi me rishus no sein le rishus makabel. Af Hefker ad asi le rishus zoche. Okay, so would Reb Yossi argue here? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't... we'll see. Actually, we'll see what the Gemara says, but either way, that's a parallel Mishnah, that we have. Okay. V'chein. Similarly. Okay. Here we get to some, if we could call anything in Maseches Trumas famous, right? This is going to be one of those, this Mishnah and the Gemara about it. Right? V'chein nashim sha'amru lahem goyim. Right? What did we just say? Where the guy says, give me your Truma, or I'm going to be the Tommy all of them. So now we get to some more serious. V'chein nashim. The Mefarshim in the back, the Minchas Elazar, wonders what this v'chein is. It's not exactly the same halacha, but it's in the more general sense, it's kind of a v'chein. Nashim sh'amru lahem goyim, t'na lanu achas b'kemu netama. There's a bunch of women, and the goyim say, give us one woman to violate, and if you don't give us one woman, we will violate all of you. V'im lav harei anu metamin kulchem. What is the halacha? Could they choose? Could one woman volunteer? That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Could one woman volunteer? Is that called ratzon? Is that called ones? Maybe we'll talk about it. But could they give one? So the answer is, yitamu es kulam val yimsrun lo hanefesh achaz miyisrael. You don't give any. Don't give any. Right? That is the, you don't put one nefesh in front of the other one. Look at the language of the Mara Folda. Yitamu kulan vize mode Rabbi Yeshua. Here Rabbi Yeshua is mode. What did Rabbi Yeshua say before? Put one on the rock. Rabbi Yeshua said, but here, that's the problem. What's the v'chein? No machlokas here. Everybody agrees. Why? Look at the lashon. Dein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. You don't push off one soul in front of another soul, right? Similar line to the svara that we have by murder, right? Why is your blood redder than his blood? Right? Ein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh, and therefore every woman is in the same. Is in the same category, and therefore you don't give one in front of the other. That lashon of ein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh comes up. That language where they got it from is in the sugyas of abortion, right? The sugya in Maseches Arachin, and the Rambam quotes that lashon also, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. Again, a lot has been written about this Rambam, right? Because it seems to be against the Gemara in terms of formulation. The Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Rotzeach, Horu Chachamim. Sheha ubera she makasha leled. If a woman in childbirth is having difficulty having a baby, and the baby is endangering the life of the mother, Mutter lachtocha uber shebimeyeha. Bein besam, bein biyad. So that's the one only reason that Rat Halacha says clearly you can do an abortion. And you have to do an abortion. If the baby is endangering the life of the mother, and killing the baby would save the life of the mother. Because the mother, why are you allowed to do that? So the Rambam, so the pashas of the Gemara is that because the mother's is alive and the baby's not fully called alive yet. The baby's not a full nefesh. Right? But the Rambam gives another pshat, which seems to be rejected in the Gemara. Mipnei shehu karodef acharei laharga. The baby's a rodef. The baby's a rodef after the mother, and therefore you're allowed to kill the rodef whenever you have a case of rodef. But v'imishahotzi rosha, once the baby's head is out, then the baby's alive too. So enoginbo, then you can't kill one over the other. Shein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. There's that lashon. Because now you have two live human beings, and you can't push one over the other. And then the Rambam adds, v'zehu tivo shel olam. And this is teva ha'olam. Is that referring to the second part, or the second line, or the first line? Is that referring to the, before the baby comes out, you're allowed to kill the baby because it's Tevo Shalolam Rodef? Or is it the second part? Once the baby's out, obviously there's some danger. There's a lot written on every phrase of this Rambam. Right? The Reb Chaim al Rambam, talks about the Gemara seems to say beferish that the baby's not a Rodef. Mishamaya Karat Filuhu, which is the Lashon of Tevo Shalolam. But that's where the Lashon comes from. Indoch and Nefesh, Bepne Nefesh. Again, there are huge discussions in the postgame about issue cases of abortion. Case of the famous, this is really known in terms of the Tzitz Eliezer's tshuva about a Tesex baby, Rachman al Islan, late in pregnancy, where he allowed based on the mental state of the mother. And the great story that we like to quote of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that a woman who was pregnant in one of these cases came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, she was looking for a heter, Rav Shlomo Zalman to have an abortion. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you know, I can't answer your question. You know, down the block, up the, go to Ramot, he was in Shari Chesed, you know, go ask the Tzitz Eliezer that question. He'll be able to give you an answer. Which is an unbelievable story about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it was murder and it was Asur Daraisa. At this stage of pregnancy. But he was able to recognize that other posts can think differently, and he was able to recognize that this woman needs a different psak. And he recognized that the Tzitz Eliezer was also a major leaguer. Right? He didn't say go to Rosner. That was not going to happen. But you go to the Tzitz Eliezer, you know, Tzitz Eliezer was a major leaguer, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's Anava. I mean, I love that story. But that's the Tesex. And there's other tshuvas. There's an unbelievable tshuva of the Shelas Yavis, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, about a woman who was Mizane, who was pregnant with a mamzer, who asked for an abortion. Anyways, this is the, a big discussion in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to get to more cases in the Gemara. But first, let's start. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, midivrei shloshtan, from all the cases, going back to the first case of the Mishnah. Remember, you have safek truma. What's the halacha? Either put it out, make it hidden to open to hidden, or just leave it. But all of them say, tluya aser b'lasarfa. It's clear that nobody says you're allowed to actively burn it. Right, even the most mekel shita or the most extreme shita, Rabbi Yeshua, that says put it out in the open, he doesn't say bimatame it. He just says put it in a place where it is vulnerable and could become tame, but he doesn't go more than that. Period. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Lazar. So now we get into they say in the name of Rabbi Lazar that this machlokas here that we have. How much do you have to take care of suffik truma? Isn't this a parallel machlokas? Isn't this a parallel machlokas to psachim? Because in psachim we have a case. What if somebody has truma chametz on Erev Pesach? The truma chametz on Erev Pesach. What's the halacha? You got to get rid of chametz. So you burn chametz. You got to get rid of the chametz, but you're not allowed to burn the truma. So let's say you're going to burn your truma. Let's say you have tamei truma that you're burning. Because it's truma and because it's chametz, could you throw in truma tahora with the truma tamei to burn? The answer is no, because you can't be metamei the truma tamei. You got to burn it separately. What if you have suffik truma tamei? You have suffik truma tamei. Are you allowed to burn that with your truma tamei or not? That's a machlokas. Psachim yud dalet amid aleph. Modim Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua. Amal nechlechu. I'm sorry. What's the machlokes at? Ala tluya v'ala tameya. You have suffik truma tameya and vadai truma tameya. Could you burn them together? You got to burn them anyway. Could you burn them together? Machlokes. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, tisarif zula atzma, v'zula atzma. Separately. Right? Rabbi Yeshua Amar. Right about it. Shtein kachas. Right? Both together. Right? You have Safek Truma Temeya. You're allowed to burn it with Vadai Truma Temeya. Right? That is Rabbi Yeshua's Shita there. So now the Gemara says, Chavraya b'shem Reb Eliezer, Chavis Harishona, Kereb Yosi, Vahashnia, Kereb Meir. Chavraya Amar, right, you know what, it's going to take a few minutes to explain, so let's start with this Beth Hashem next time. We'll start with, again, with Chavraya, Beth Hashem. We will pick up with Daf Pei, 80th, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.